Agencies all over government need more acquisition professionals. DOD is no exception, and one way to get more acquisition professionals into the workforce is through the Booz Allen Test and Evaluation Boot Camp. John Thomas is the Senior Vice President, Chief Systems Engineer at Booz Allen Hamilton. My guest to talk about this boot camp. John, thanks for being on the program today.
Well, Francis, thank you very much for giving me the chance to share our perspectives on this.
The term boot camp implies, I guess most people think of the military connotation. It's a short, concentrated education and training process where you get pretty intense instructions. Is that what you're shooting for here, too?
Yes. Matter of fact, you hit it on the nut, in a nutshell, right there.
Talk about how the process of this went along. Talk about building this boot camp, what's involved in it, and what people get when they come to it.
Well, certainly. Booz Allen and Hamilton is here to help our clients with their toughest problems and challenges, and the delivery of complex programs is one of those, Francis. Test and evaluation is a very, very critical set of skills needed for the delivery of complex programs. So a handful of years ago, we started with a development activity to build a program internally that would get our people up and running to help our government clients in the test and evaluation process. Effectively, what we discovered after we developed this 2.5-day program was that the learning objectives had a very good match to the Defense Acquisition University's learning objectives for their Test 102 class. So we approached the DAU, asked them if there was a way in which we could go through a process to get our class to assess if our class could be effectively recognized as the equivalent of their 102, and come to find out this was something in which they turned to the American Council on Education and had that entity work with us to ensure that our learning objectives and their learning were compliant with their learning objectives. And we went through an independent third-party assessment to be able to get this accreditation. We feel very pleased to have been able to go through that process.
So the goal here is just to be another opportunity, another place for acquisition professionals to get another part of the of what they need to become a certified acquisition pro?
Yeah, effectively for our own people, to give them a opportunity to attend this class without having to, find the few slots that are available through DAU for a contractor base. And first and foremost, to make sure that our people are as current and knowledgeable as our clients need as they move out and have testing evaluation assignments.
The capacity of the acquisition workforce for training for anybody that's involved with the acquisition workforce is one of the issues that comes up in my Pentagon Solutions series time after time, and it's not peculiar just to DOD acquisition, it's all across government. So talk about what DAU looked at to make sure that what you were teaching in this boot camp was equivalent to what their instructors are dealing with.
Well, I can't speak for DAU itself, but as we interacted with them, they were very interested in the overall syllabus and the specific materials that we used for training. They were also very, very interested in how that syllabus broke down into specific learning objectives on a module-by-module basis. And as we worked with the American Council on Education, which is the organization that the DAU directed us to, it was just a very mechanical approach of make sure that the learning objectives are totally consistent with DAU's programs, make sure the quality of the structure of the syllabus was consistent with those learning objectives and ensure that on a lesson-by-lesson basis, the material reinforced that.
The notes that I have here say that this is designed for practitioners, system engineers, and project managers. It seems like you're trying to cover everybody who's involved in the acquisition process. You've got the end users, the designers, and the actual acquisition pros in there, too.
Yes, that's true. The at the most macro level, systems engineering and integration is an effort in which you define and structure the integration approach of a complex program. In essence, we want our systems engineers, we want our program managers to appreciate that the test engineer is effectively their objective watchdog on progress. That test engineer, we want the team to appreciate, has to plan the data collection, has to design those experiments, has to be providing the leadership and conducting the tests, and is key in evaluating the data. And if you don't have, in our viewpoint, the team of the system engineer and the program manager appreciating just how critical that test engineer is, then there will be a shortfall in the management of a complex program.
John Thomas of Booz Allen Hamilton, thank you for being on today to talk about this. Anything that helps the acquisition for workforce, especially in the Defense Department, is good news, and I'm happy to hear about it.
Well, again, thank you, Francis, for the chance to share with you.
You can learn more about this at federalnewsradio.com/in.